the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي جعل الحمد مفتاحا لذكره وسببا للمزيد من رحمته ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف بريته حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله في كتابه الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فقال إن هذا إلا سحر يؤثر إن هذا إلا قول البشر سأصليه سقر وما أدراك ما سقر لا تبقي ولا تذر لواحة للبشر عليها 19 وما جعلنا أصحاب النار إلا ملائكة وما جعلنا عدتهم إلا فتنة للذين كفروا ليستيقن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ويزداد الذين آمنوا إيمانا ولا يرتاب الذين أوتوا الكتاب والمؤمنون وليقول الذين في قلوبهم مرض والكافرون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا كذلك يضل الله من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء وما يعلم جنود ربك إلا هو وما هي إلا ذكرى للبشر. It's speaking about those who are questioning Allah, questioning what He has, His orders, things like that. It says that this person, he went away disdainfully, saying it is nothing but magic, meaning the Quran is nothing but magic. But Allah says, soon I shall cast him into the saqar. Allah continues, He says, and what do you know what the saqar is? Who can show you what the saqar is? It neither spares nor leaves. The saqar, it burns the skin to a charcoal color. It's a reminder to all of us. It burns the skin. Now this is what we're going to deal with today, inshallah. The verse that follows says, there are 19 keepers over this fire. 19 keepers. And then the next verse, which is the longest verse of this surah, Surah Al-Muddathir, this is the 30th verse, that we have assigned only angels as keepers of the fire. And we have made their number merely a stumbling block for the faithless. And that those given the book may be reassured and the faithful may increase in faith. Until the end of the verse, where it says, those who don't have faith, they say, what did Allah mean by this description? 19? What does 19 mean? Until the end of the verse. In the beginning of the intro, you know, the Arabic lines that we always start with, we say, Habib Allah al-Alamin, to the Prophet, right? Question here. Why is the Prophet Habib Allah al-Alamin? Well, there's lots of different reasons to that, of course. But we have been ordered 5 times a day in our prayers to say one of the most important, if not the only, reason why he is Habib Ilah al-Alamin, which is in our tashahud, of course. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَبْدُهُ. Everything revolves around عَبْدُهُ.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us. us who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
We spoke about being Habibullah, Mahbubullah, Ma'shuqullah, or whatever you want to call it. Of course, they don't use the term Ma'shuq, they use Mahbub, Hubbullah, and things like that. And we explained and brought a lot of proof and evidence last week, I'm not going to get into that, that being the beloved one of Allah revolves around being His servant, around Ubudiyyah. The verse was speaking about stumble blocks, as I said last week. These stumble blocks. Now, questions come up about these stumble blocks that we'll get into, inshallah. But the thing that we pointed out last week was that if you want to be a servant of Allah, a true submitted servant of Allah, that only lies in being submissive, totally submissive to Him. No questions asked when it comes to His orders or anything else. Why is that? The Nahjul Balagha tells us that. And I mentioned this very briefly last week, but I'm going to get into the lines that Imam Ali has here. Imam Ali says, Alhamdulillah alladhi labisa al-izza wal-kibriya'a wa-akhtarahuma li-nafsih. He chose, and I'm paraphrasing here, He chose al-izz wal-kibriya'a for Himself. He chose magnificence, exaltedness, greatness, highness, lordship, all of these things for Himself. That's interesting. The Imam Ali says he wore it as if it's his. No one else has anything to do with that. Okay? Duna khalqihi. For Himself, no one else. And you don't hear that much about Allah. I mean, when you read about when you read the verses of the Quran about how Allah is always giving and everything and His mercy and grace, but there's one thing He wants just for Himself. Because we don't have that. If we had some of that, why would He refuse it and deprive us of it? But when we don't have 1 ounce of that, what is He supposed to say? Is He supposed to say, okay, you don't have any of this, but it's okay, you can enjoy it as much as you want. Well, you don't have it to be able to enjoy it. Right? وَجَعَلَهُمَا حِمًا وَحَرَمًا عَلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ وَاصْطَفَاهُمَا لِجَلَالِهِ. It's a red zone. It's a red zone that you're not supposed to enter. Okay, it's a piece of land surrounded by signs that say no trespassing. No trespassing. Okay? Beware of watchdog. No trespassing. If you put your foot in here, the watchdog will chase you. And then he goes on and then he says, وَجَعَلَ اللَّعْنَةَ عَلَىٰ مَنْ نَازَعَهُ فِيهَا. Not only that, not only does he say, don't trespass, he says, if you enter this realm, my curse will be upon you. So not only does he say, don't come, he also curses those who come towards it. So that's the reason why. We're submissive. Why are we submissive to Allah? Because we have nothing to be proud of. Okay, in front of Him. There's nothing to be proud of in front of Him. If there was something, it might have been okay. But there's nothing to be proud of here. So submissiveness, and all of that lies in not having any of this inside. And we covered this last week to an extent. About how those who have a marad in their heart eventually fail the exams. Now what we're going to get into today is why stumbling blocks. Okay, Allah puts stumbling blocks in front of us. And of course, I said this last week as well, that it might be better to call it steps. Just normal steps. He puts a step in front of us. He puts a boulder in front of us. He puts a little stone in front of us. It's up to us to look down, look ahead, keep our eyes open, and avoid these stumbling blocks. Avoid these steps. Use the step to elevate higher. If a person reaches a staircase and his eyes are closed, he'll trip and fall, break a nose, break something. But if a person's eyes are open and he comes to a staircase, what are those stairs for? That same staircase that was bad for one person, of course, will be used for elevation. will be used to rise him up to the next level, to the next floor. So what are these stumbling blocks for? What are these steps for? Why? Let me assure you first, right now from the start, and this is something that I've heard the Akhlaqi ulama say as well, that we will all be tested throughout the year, twice, once, twice, three times, one of those, you know, real exams. Of course, relative to our capacity, to how strong our iman is, of course, because Allah doesn't want us to fail. He can give exams to all of us in a way that we'll all fail. But He puts these stumbling blocks in front of us. Why? The verse says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أولا يرون أنهم يفتنون في كل عام مرة أو مرتين ثم لا يتوبون ولا هم يتذكرون. Baqarah 126. These stumbling blocks, Allah is saying, I will put them in front of you. The same way in the story of Talut, we said, He told Bani Israel, okay, there's going to be a stumbling block. I'm going to test you with a river of water. مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِالنَّهَرٍ. Allah is going to test you with a stream, river of water. And it's interesting, Allah is telling them, I'm going to test you, and they still fail. Okay? Here, He's telling us, it's up to us to be like Bani Israel, or no, be like the Prophet and the Imams, or try our best. He says, I'm going to test you once or twice a year. Wake up, be alert, be attentive, don't be asleep, keep your eyes open. Of course, we'll explain that, how keeping your eyes open, what does that mean and how that happens. We'll have to explain that as well. That doesn't mean physically keep your eyes open, of course. It's figurative speech for certain things that we'll mention, inshallah.
I'm looking back throughout the years. To breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
That concludes this speech, alhamdulillah. I pray to Allah and ask Him that He helps us in His way, in the way of purifying the inside and our actions, inshallah, to His satisfaction. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.